And I want to give you, I think we have a question and answer. You have, okay, any question then we can ask. Okay. Wonderful. Whistle, simki whistle. Whistle means, I say, when you're doing Mahamudra, right? Yesterday I say a little bit dropping. And consciousness, right? Five sensor consciousness. Namshe wangbonga na tene shebanga hlue shakwa.
Okay, but then it nika.
Oh. Dang sheba chazang.
Okay. The five senses and the five sense consciousnesses.
Drop. Not chasing. Not following five senses of consciousness. Just dropping. Relax. Yeah. Try, little bit try, then I can explain. Okay? Do Mahamudra a little bit. First, dropping. And just yourself, then you can do any things. And here, just today, just very peacefully dropping. Eye consciousness open, not following which form I see, right? The air consciousness also open, not following what sound I hear, just all the five consciousness, open, leave it openness. Then mind also relax and ease. Not chasing past, not anticipating for future, not any plan, free from planning. Relax on the right moment. You see form, but not judging, not designating. And then when you relax on non-duality, that is luminosity. Sound also, just hear something, but not giving any definition. Very clear, you hear. That is also luminosity. So that will not bind you samsara. When you are doing meditation, you have to have that luminosity. Otherwise, you will blockage. Then that your meditation will be mundane meditation. And then you cannot cut the root of samsara, that kind of meditation. Okay? You can feel a little bit? Yeah, that is luminosity. When there is non-duality, that is luminosity. And then sometimes we get a little bit confused. Again, experience and realization. When we're dropping, short moment, we have small realization. Glimpse of realization. Take it away. Glimpse of realization. Many masters say 1 second, 2 seconds, you can relax that glimpse. You can get that. But then again, then thought will arise. Thought will arise, so that time the luminosity will be gone too. That is clarity. Selva. Vessel, selva ni kagadua. Yes, kagadu. Do constantly, every day, 1 hour, half an hour, you can get definitely that not so long, very short, but that will help you in bardo time. When we die, then definitely, because now we have this body, is little bit obscuration for the, you know, till we have this body, we cannot, if we have really good practice, then of course this body will be purified, like we can be rainbow body like that. But still, it's quite difficult. But in bardo time, when we leave behind this bardo, then easy to get luminosity. And then chungi bardo means bardo dharmata arise. That moment, you have experience for meditation of Maha Mudra. Then like mother and child, recognize that. And that moment, you can relax on that. That bardo, chungi dharmata. And then many people, they get enlightenment in through the Sambhogakaya, enjoyment body.
A few years ago, we used to do a different Kunchuchiru practice that had the alphabet in it and didn't have a long like. And then Rinpoche introduced this one that we do now. Do you know anything about why he changed and what the different practices?
I think it's the same, but people, of course, nowadays, with degeneration time, anything could happen. Even the gather time, gathering, a lot of people gathering, and then somebody, crazy people show up, tuk, 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 tuk. You see? So therefore, if we do long life, and then, you know, miracle things could happen.
Yeah, so it was the long life.
Yeah, this like that. Miracle things could happen anytime. I tell you, I have one experience. This is blessing of Rinpoche. I was on the way in the Varanasi, near the Ganga, and I was on the road, and then all the car was, you know, stuck. And then usually our driver, Surje, is a driver. He just, usually he go, you know. But then he was so nice, and he just park just behind the front, you know, on the line, like very good, like America, like you have line, just park here. Then I was waiting, and then sometimes we also go off and go out and see what is happening. But that time we just talk inside. Immediately one truck is lost control, brake, then woo, like this. If we park some little bit there, then we all die. So you see that moment, within 5-10 seconds, like that. So this is very helpful, long life. We need long life. Okay? So do it. And then, because we know a little bit what is to be adopted, what is to be abandoned. And then we're not taking other people's life, right? We try to save at least. So our life is precious. So we need long life. If one day we live, also we make difference, we practice. So therefore, maybe this is the reason Rinpoche had long life. And then you don't have to do always. And sometimes the main practice is inner practice. And sometimes you are really busy, then you don't have to do all this stuff. Then you can skip. But when you have time, do it. Do it for your friend. Do it for those who benefit sentient being. All, right? Like that. Thank you so much. Yes?
I have some question that I'm not sure how to put it together.
No problem. You can put it. I will put together.
Oh.
You just tell me.
I sort of have two questions, and I feel they're connected, but I'm not sure how.
Mm-hmm.
One is with Mahakala,
mm-hmm.
and one ongoing concern I have about Mahakala,
mm-hmm.
and it's something that I'm not comfortable with yet.
Yes,
is
good,
the
good.
Section where it says, I pray that you grant me in this very moment the powers that will enable me to destroy into dust.
You are here this morning. You are not here.
I was not here.
Yes, you have been. Okay, then. Mm-hmm. That's exactly I explained this morning. Yeah, good.
Okay.
Then, other one?
But that's my concern. And yet, I have the sensation that, especially because it talks about if the bardo withstanding the appearances of
mm-hmm.
the wrathful deities
mm-hmm.
and the
mm-hmm.
fear.
Yeah.
How to work with?
Okay, got it. Now I know. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. So,
it's not a klesha.
Yeah, I got it. Your question. So, now I will put it together. Okay.
Thank you.
So. First of all, I would like to say, in this world, we have to deal with many people, right? Some smile people, some angry people. Smile, easy to deal with smile people. But the difficult one is angry people like Mahakala, right? They show angry and why you... So the Mahakala practice is... If we accept that anger face as a deity, then that allow us to accept other people's anger also. This is the one thing, again, you have to know that. Then now here, Mahakala practice is not destroy any sentient being, destroy their anger. If you focus on sentient being, then you will downfall from bodhicitta. That's 100% sure. Therefore, I'm really happy Steve asked me to give oral transmission of Mahakala, so I have chance to explain how we practice. You understand? And then we are making familiar with the wrathful as a deity. All form is deity, right? All form is deity, then peaceful form are easy to accept, but wrathful form are not easy. So therefore, all the appearance is our deity, man or guru mbuche. All the form, all the sound is mantra. You get it? So Mahakala, through the Mahakala practice, we can cut self-important, self-cherishing. I'm the most important one than others, like that. So how we clinging to I, or this five skanda, is the object that we clinging I. So now here we offering this to Mahakala. And only not Mahakala, the Buddha, Lama, Daka, Dakini offering. Then we can reduce the self-important, because we're working with our emotion, clinging, grasping. So therefore, it's very useful, and we are making familiar with the wrathful deity our own deity. We go refuge, take refuge, and that will help when we are dying, and that bardo time when then we can accept everything as a deity. Not focusing on sentient being, their anger, we destroy their anger. Not only their, my anger. Mahakala, destroy my anger. Make a dust, my anger. Right? Like a dust, like that. Then your anger and desire able to make a dust, happiness is there. Hate it, destroy, then loving it, kindness is there. Yeah. And then when we are doing Mahakala, that we have something, visualize all who destroy sentient beings' happiness. We focus on that. That time also, we're not focusing their sentient being, their destructive emotion.
Is that also how to, if Mahakala is good for working with anger, is that
yes, yes, absolutely. It's anger, fear. Destroy, yes.
But working with fear?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We keep walking, we destroy their ignorant, their anger, their desire, everything. Get it? Slowly. Yeah.
You said to visualize Guru Rinpoche as an 8-year-old boy?
Yeah.
So all the images I see in his, yes, like a mustache?
Yeah. You have to board the ship. Yeah, yeah. So Pema Jung, Pema over no mustache. This is a little bit again. Yeah, okay, good. Shave, Kirim, then visualize shaving.
And he's the size of an 8-year-old boy?
Yeah, size and face. Facing us, you or facing head, it doesn't matter. And when we are, when I was doing Vajrasattva practice, that our retreat master says facing front. Sometimes I like facing to me, you know. It doesn't matter. Yeah. So which one? Because the important one is with the devotion and, you know, purify. Okay. Okay. Then yes, yes.
From the previous teaching, I have in my notes that the refuge in bodhicitta can be used as a nidra practice.
Yeah, yes. So this is all Ngondro preliminary practice, right? Ngondro is it's very important. Yeah, without arising bodhicitta, you can practice main practice, and then but we cannot get benefit. You see, I shared that Thirteen Dalai Lamas, he met one poor guy, came to him, what do you practice? He said, I'm practicing Vajra Yogini whole life. Then what you got result? He said, I got Arhat. Then, through the practicing highest deity, you attain Arhat level. That is so wonderful, like that Mosarche. So it's good, but still, you know, you cannot benefit some all sentient being. So that means lacking of arising bodhicitta, lacking of compassion and loving kindness. This is extremely important. Yeah. Yeah. So therefore, the result of practice, you have to remember that, okay? Always you become more flexible, more compassionate one. You can accept everything, not only happiness, even problem also. Very happy to accept that, ready. Then that is the result of practice. Otherwise, we always want happiness, right? We don't want to want suffering. But suffering is there, you know. Till we have this body, then always suffering of change is there. All the happiness in samsaric things, this is not beyond suffering of change. No matter how high position you get it, this is also suffering of change. How good physique you have, suffering of change. How wealthy you are, suffering of change. Brand new car today you have, suffering of change. Tomorrow, second hand. Yeah.
For the teachings, I may have missed this, but it's just a short question about Kempo Gangshar's meaning.
Uh-huh.
I, at some point, came across the meaning of his name as being whatever arises.
Yeah, whatever is accepted.
Inspired.
Yeah, good, amazing. Yeah, yes, yes. So, yeah, it's really a short lineage to Tongrumji, really. He received directly, right? Yeah, then, and thank you very much. And I want to give you oral transmission of the, I want the verses of Eight Auspiciousness, Noble One, Om Nasi Namda. So, I have a similar request. When you do something new job or something you want to start new thing, then read this. This is Rinpoche also suggested to all his student. And Rinpoche himself recite two times every day. Two times every day. This is written by Mipham Rinpoche. So I have oral transmission from Rinpoche and Delgu Khenzi Rinpoche and my teacher. So this is the first time in my life memorize. First. He let me memorize this. I still remember Om Nangsi, I don't know meaning, so I put da nesi namda. No nangsi nangsi. So I remember that. So here, this one written by Mipham Rinpoche, and he take essence of sutra. The Buddha taught Tashi Gebe Do. So auspicious sutra, then in the time of the Buddha, one person, he always have to face unauspicious things, inauspicious things, always like so bad luck. Then Buddha taught the auspicious sutra. So that one so long, you cannot finish very in short, within 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It may take an hour. So therefore, this one is equal to read same that sutra, long sutra. So therefore, we read this. Here is all, everything is put 8, 8, 8. First, 8 Buddha, 8 Bodhisattva, like that. 8, 8, 8, 8. All is 8 session. So I will read this. At the same time, I wish you very, very happy, always succeed, and auspicious, and healthy, always good practitioner, always kind, who around you, that's most important. Yeah, if you are with the mother, try to be with mother. If you have children, try to be nice. If you are a husband, be nice with the wife. If you are a wife, then be nice with the husband. The practice starts who are close to us. We are very rude to who close to us, then somebody else visualizer. Then this is like the... We say space flower. Space flower means this is just fiction, right? Don't be our practice like space flower. This is my own translation. Namke
Medo. Sky
flower. Sky flower.
Flower growing in the sky.
Yeah. In the we call Namke Medo. Ribong Ra.
Horns of a rabbit.
Yeah. Don't practice horn of the rabbit. And Namke Medo is sky flower. Don't practice as a sky flower. Sky flower is beautiful, but it not exist. Right? So, practically, yeah.